Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, it is a great nation. And yes, I believe that the area in which we have made our life over the last 25 years is a great part of the world. I know. There's still smoke in the skies from the wildfires in California, Oregon, and yes, in eastern Washington. And yes, there are complete crazies who run the city government, and increasingly complete crazies who run the state government. And there's really no chance, it appears, not in the short term, for redemption from that kind of craziness. But every once in a while, there's a case that comes up that just is shocking, because it indicates how badly, how horribly liberal policies have failed. And this is no joking matter. I was thinking of doing this as a homeless solidarity moment, but it's worse than that. I mean, we can't do that. And the story is from the Seattle Times. A woman in her 30s was found dead in a fort in an apparent domestic violence homicide, as well as the man believed to be her partner, who died after barricading himself inside a small pump house building. Okay, when it says she died in a fort, what do they mean? A fort is a shelter that homeless people live in that is assembled from various bits of garbage, and created basically as a way of giving them sort of a home on public property. And that's the most gracious way you can describe what they mean by the fort that she died in. Police said officers were called to the park around 8 p.m. to help Seattle Fire Department medics tend to the woman after she was found unresponsive. She'd been beaten to death, basically. Their CPR efforts did not revive her. While homicide detectives were being called, police learned of a man who had broken into the pump house on the west side of Cal Anderson Park. This is on Capitol Hill in Seattle. Capitol Hill, remember the scene of that beautiful experiment in A Summer of Love, the Capitol Hill occupied protest. Police said officers and negotiators tried to coax the man out of the pump house, but he had barricaded himself inside the building. Eventually, a SWAT team was called. About 4 hours into the standoff, police entered the building and found the man dead inside the bottom of a 10-foot tank, which contained approximately 50 gallons of 12% bleach solution, according to the police blotter. Apparently, he drowned in bleach. The woman who was killed was identified by the King County Medical Examiner's Office as 38-year-old Lisa Vock. Her death was ruled a homicide, and she died from blunt force injuries and probable asphyxiation, according to the medical examiner. Seattle police said she had been beaten. Police notified that the man who had done the beating, apparently, and who had drowned in the tank of bleach was Travis Berge. Now, who was he? First of all, there's no racial component. This is a white guy. He's a white guy from Reno, Nevada. And yes, he wears dreadlocks and cultural appropriation, but he's also become something of a local celebrity before his death last night. And they reported about that on Como TV, Channel 4. Listen.
You might recognize Travis Berge from our Seattle is Dying special last year.
He was also part of a series of reports on habitual offenders by Como's Matt Markovich, who joins us live now. And Matt, you spent a lot of time with Travis over the last couple years, haven't you?
I sure have. I just talked to him last week, and he did not look good. I've seen him many times over the last couple of years, as you said. He told me he was having issues with his common-law wife, Lisa, who he also called his unofficial wife, but they also engaged in mutual combat together. They agreed to fight. But this is basically a tragic situation that one judge says is a symbol of a broken system.
Before he kept getting into trouble, Travis Berge earned a few bucks as a traveling musician.
People say, hey, he's so talented. Why is he on the street?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because I gave up all of this stuff to do the methamphetamine addiction in Seattle.
I've been following the habitual offender's life for nearly 2 years.
I throw cattle. I know what that
35 convictions, 47 arrests, now accused of a horrendous crime, and later apparently killing himself.
I haven't been able to get too many psychiatrists.
He wanted help when I spoke to him during the chop. He had just gotten out of jail the week before.
I challenged the two first cops to mutual combat.
But he was released, back on the street.
I'm absolutely sincere in my effort to turn my life around.
That's what he told a judge last summer. An admitted methamphetamine addict, he was sent to court-ordered drug treatment, and like so many times before, he did not stick with it.
And without an in-custody, inpatient treatment facility, it's just a continuous revolving door for these people because they're not getting the services that they really need to protect society.
Travis Berge's mother in Reno was contacted by police about his death early this morning, but heard no details until I told her.
I tried and tried and tried to talk to him about coming back here, you know, finding work, staying off the meth, and he just would not do it. He made that choice, and he's just gotten worse and worse.
Okay, this is a crime. It is a grotesque illustration of a failed public policy. The idea that this guy should be living on the streets. We used to have a bill here. It was passed by Citizen Initiative. Three strikes, you're out. He has been arrested since 2016. He moved here from Reno, Nevada. That's where his mother was. He'd been arrested 47 times. If you think about that, it's more than 10 times a year. And it is just staggering and shows not sympathy or mercy or any concern for this guy, but it shows blind cruelty and stupidity and just it is utterly and completely appalling. And he spoke openly about his use of meth, as you just heard. And he was also, again, Cal Anderson, this is the Seattle Times again, Cal Anderson Park has been part of an evolving area of protest since the chop. Although the park has technically been closed since June 30th for repairs, a camp of protesters and homeless people has remained despite city efforts to clear the area. Why is it so impossible to clear the area? I do not understand this. And again, for the sake of the city, for the sake of the taxpayers. I was talking to Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, off the air. He used to take his girls to Cal Anderson Park, which is, again, it's not in a rundown slum neighborhood, or at least Capitol Hill wasn't a year ago. But now you think about, and this again is a point that Jeremy made, and he's right. You're talking about police officers. You're talking about counselors, doctors, judges, even the media, even the TV station who've been trying to help this guy get off the streets. How about incarcerating him or committing him to a mental institution? Which is exactly what is needed until he gets his stuff together. And he had agreed to mutual combat with his, quote, common-law wife. This is unbelievable. There's more on this. It is literally a situation and a policy, which is, yeah, go ahead, camp in the park, night after night after night, month after month. Why do we allow it? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
One of the most insane aspects of the American left at the moment is the emphasis on trying to defund police, to restrain police, to reform police. How does any of that help with this homeless crisis which afflicts cities all across the country, everywhere? And it is appalling. It's wrong. And it is not in any sense an expression of sympathy or help or aid to homeless people. And on the story of this Travis Berge, a protester who said he had been in the park said that Berge had broken into the pump house with a metal pipe. And he was smashing things inside as others, protesters, warned him to stop. When the man didn't stop, the protester said he went to a fort where the man stayed near a playground in the park. Perfect playground to take your little kids to. And inside, he saw the body of the man's girlfriend. About 20 to 30 people had been staying in the park, the protester said. The locked pump house building contains water pumps and treatment equipment, and the bleach solution is used to treat drinking water. Sounds great, said Seattle Public Utilities spokesperson Sabrina Register. The damage did not affect the city's drinking water operations, but the reservoir below Cal Anderson Park has been out of service for much of the last several weeks. Given the fact they've got 30 people living in the park, where do they, and the park is supposed to be closed? This is insanity. Dave, in Portland, Oregon. Dave, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Right. Thank you for taking the call.
You bet.
I just wanted to comment. I don't know all of the details regarding the person that you're talking about currently on all of the convictions or all of the arrests that were made for this person, but you said three things. Why is it so hard to get a park clear? Why can't this person be put in jail? Or why can't they be committed? On those three points, well, how easy you'd think, I would think that you could just clear the park, but I think a lot of people say, well, where are you going to put the people that you're clearing out? How are you going to treat them humanely? What are you going to do for them? And I don't think we have an answer for that. So it's very hard to just push people out of a park into another location. Where are you pushing them?
Can I give you the answer?
Sure.
Can I give you the answer? You take them to a shelter. There are beds available in shelters. They won't go because many of the shelters don't allow them to do drugs in there. He would have had to give up his meth habit. That's why he ought to be hospitalized, and hospitalized not necessarily as a volunteer.
And he's being hospitalized under what jurisdiction? Who is telling him that he has to be hospitalized? What law has he broken that requires him to be hospitalized?
Okay, right now I believe it's a standard law across the country. I believe it's also in the state of Washington, which is still part of the same country, that if you're able to be taken to a mental hospital, if you are a danger to yourself or to others. Now, clearly,
and
if you look at this...
I agree with that. So if you are a danger to yourself or others, so I don't know the history, I don't know what the interview is, I don't know this person. But that's the key. You have to be a danger to yourself or others. Just because you're doing drugs...
I think that chronic, proudly advertised meth addiction makes you a danger to yourself. Meth can kill you. And you say, okay, so go ahead. And on your third point, the point is, obviously, we need a whole rethinking of the way we treat mental illness in this country. And it doesn't help people with mental illness to let them sleep in a park.
I would agree with that. But just because you come out and say, well, why can't we just institutionalize them or why can't we have them arrested? There are criteria. For example, when you're saying, why can't we have them because they're dangerous. If they are truly a danger to themselves or a danger to others, well, then that is the rule. But there's that criteria is just not easily identified, and it takes quite a bit.
Apparently, he had 47 arrests and more than 35 convictions. We have a law in the state of Washington. I don't know if you do in Oregon or not, but we have a law in the state of Washington that's three strikes and you're out, and you're supposed to be serving a long term, because chronic offenders are a very, very real problem. Dave, there are protesters and homeless people, and they're often there one and the same, who are occupying downtown Portland right now, aren't there? How's that being handled?
It's not. I've driven town there, and they are staying there. I mean, they might try to clear somebody out from time to time, and others move in, or those same people return. So I'm not saying that I have the answer per se, but what I wanted to comment about was it's not, I don't think it's that easy just to move people out.
Oh, of course, it's not easy.
And also the
This is one of the things the city council voted for in Seattle. We had a navigators program where the city had spent money to send people out to go to the homeless camps and to talk with homeless people. And most of the homeless people refuse. They won't go to a shelter, even though they have spaces. But the navigators program, which has successfully navigated several hundred, that's all, of the thousands of homeless people, has successfully navigated several hundred into shelters, that was stripped of its funding. And one of the things that they found about the navigators is they also voted in the city council to not have the police department authorized to support the navigators. And without police, basically you can go to these homeless encampments and no one will leave. And see, that is the difficulty. There are already laws against sleeping in public parks. There are laws against sleeping on sidewalks. There certainly are laws against defecating in public. There are laws against basically the degradation of our public spaces. And the fact that those laws aren't enforced doesn't mean that they can't be enforced. Look, Barack Obama in 2010 issued a big new program that was going to end homelessness, all homelessness, chronic homelessness by 2016. And I know the Obama administration claims they made some progress on it. I don't believe it, because you certainly don't see it. Did anybody here listening to me see homelessness getting notably better in Portland or in Seattle or in San Francisco or in L.A. or in Chicago, for that matter, or any city across the country? Did it get better between 2010 and 2016? The Obama administration had a big emphasis on veterans' homelessness, and good for them. And apparently they did make some progress. That was supposed to be over. Zero veterans homelessness by 2015. President Obama admitted when he left office, no, we didn't achieve it. And they certainly didn't end all chronic homelessness by 2016. We do need governmental attention to that, and not to Marxism. Why not? We'll talk about it coming right up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says we'll see a coronavirus vaccine sooner rather than later.
Since January, America's brilliant doctors and scientists have been working around the clock. These are the best medical minds in the world by far, and the vaccines are going through the gold standard of clinical trials and very heavy emphasis placed on safety.
The president has a message for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's anti-vaccine theories are putting a lot of lives at risk, and they're only doing it for political reasons. It's very foolish.
President Trump holding a campaign rally in Minnesota on Friday, as is his Democratic challenger Joe Biden, with the presidential election 46 days away. Early voting underway in four states, including Minnesota, Virginia, South Dakota, and Wyoming. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Michael Medved Show, always a pleasure to welcome back Professor Paul Kangor of Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. He is one of the heads of the Center for Faith and Freedom there, the Institute for Faith and Freedom, which is a proud sponsor of this show, I'm very pleased to say. And Paul, you have a new column, which I think, for me at least, has helped to solve a profound mystery. And I asked listeners about this last week. There was a poll that came out that showed that a majority of Democrats in this country have a positive view of socialism. Okay. But it also showed that among Republicans, almost a third had a positive view of socialism. And I think your piece answers that question. You're writing at the very beginning about people who believe that somehow Christianity is socialist. How do we know that's not true?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. And in fact, the people who would reject that most emphatically are guys with names like Marx, Engels, Lenin, Trotsky, Stalin, Mao, kind of on and on and on and on. And Karl Marx said that communism begins where atheism begins. He said the criticism of religion is the beginning of all criticism. And that famous essay where he refers to religion as the opiate of the masses, he calls religion, Michael, the sigh of the oppressed creature, the heart of a heartless world, the soul of soulless conditions. So, and that's just about religion. When it came to Christianity, if only Christians realized this, and this is a direct quote, Marx said, "The social principles of Christianity preach cowardice, self-contempt, abasement, submission, humility. The social principles of Christianity are hypocritical." And if only people who say things like, Christians, woke Christians, social justice Christians should support socialism or should support the goals of communism, if only they knew what it was really about, they wouldn't say that at all. And Marx would be the first person to tell them that they're wrong.
Is it possible to be a socialist? And I'm sure you have students. You must have students at Grove City College who come to you and say, well, I like socialist ideas, but I don't like Marx. Can you take Marxism out of socialism?
No, you can't. And in fact, for me as a Catholic, I'd point to the famous encyclical Quadragesimo Anno under Pius the 11th, which was the 40th anniversary of Rerum Novarum, which is like a classic of social justice of all things, Michael. That was Leo the 13th. And they said there, you know, one cannot be at the same time a true Christian and a socialist. And in fact, they pointed out, they said, look, if you want to help the poor, if you want to help your fellow man, then just do the gospel, right? You don't have to do a socialistic, atheistic, materialistic philosophy, championed by a guy named Marx, who denounced your faith as hypocritical, and who denounced your Jewish brothers and sisters by saying the Israelite faith is repulsive to me, who said communism begins where atheism begins. Just because communism has a couple things in it that they profess that seem to have some common ground with Christians, like maybe helping the poor, why would you then go and endorse the entire enchilada? It doesn't make any sense, but I this is maybe a deeper conversation, Michael. I just got done talking about it to a student about this about a half an hour ago. There's something about our society and culture today. This whole kind of Twitter mentality of writing your thoughts in, what, 100 characters, 200 characters, people are starting to think that way. People just don't go into depth on anything. I mean, try to say one or two things bad about Black Lives Matter, even if you commend two or three other things about Black Lives Matter, and the kind of woke leftist won't let you do that, right? It's like you support all or nothing, or you're a hater. There's a real kind of simplicity to people's thinking today that is, frankly, kind of making it hard to even engage in civil discourse in modern America.
And that's astonishing coming from Grove City College, because Grove City, together with Hillsdale, the only well-established college that takes no assistance from government at any level. It's an independent college where there are members of the faculty like yourself, many members of the faculty, who uphold free market and pro-Western principles. What do you say to young people who come in and say, well, this is a question of social justice. Black Lives Matter, you want to say something against it. How could you possibly be opposed to social justice, Professor Kangor? What do you say to them?
Yeah. I mean, that's what we're running into right now. And I'd say, well, how do you define social justice for one thing? There's a lady at my parish, Michael, who at the annual March for Life, we take a bus down every year to Washington, D.C. And she always wears this shirt that says social justice begins in the womb. Right? And yeah, I mean, really true, genuine social justice would be about defending what the late senator from, or governor from Pennsylvania, the Democrat Bob Casey used to say, defending the little guy, right? The most vulnerable among us. But what has become the case, unfortunately, is left-leaning progressives, religious left types, they've come to really hijack that term social justice and almost turn it into like a big state collectivism. In some cases, they're using social justice almost as a metaphor for socialism. And this conversation you and I are having right now, I won't be surprised if somebody emails me tomorrow and says, look what somebody just put up on Twitter about what you said on the Michael Medved show. You just said that everybody who believes in social justice is a socialist, right? And I'll say, I didn't say that. I use words like some, might, could, you know, but people today, I don't know if it's an intellectual laziness, an intellectual intolerance, a simplicity. Maybe it's people weaponizing these terms. But people can't seem to even engage in these discussions with any nuance at all. And I wrote a piece not long ago on Black Lives Matter. I said it would help so enormously if they changed their hashtag from hashtag abolish the police to hashtag reform the police. Assuming that they just want to reform it and not abolish it. Why won't they do that? And somebody attacked me for saying that. Why? I'm offering constructive criticism. But this is where Go ahead.
No, when people visualize abolishing the police, this is a kind of a Marxian idea where basically it's the community that deals with anyone who steps out of line. Except, how did that work out in these Capitol Hill occupied protests?
Well, interesting what you're saying there about the Marxist element. You know, Patrice Cullors, one of the founders, says we are trained Marxists. We spend a year reading everything from Marx and Engels and Lenin. The only word that Marx probably uses more in his writings than the word criticism is the word abolish. Abolish private property. Abolish the family. Abolish states, societies, all religion, all morality, all existing political, social and political conditions. So it's interesting
we could make the case very well, even to young people, that there is no social justice without private property. Unless you get to keep the fruits of your own labor, that's unjust. Paul Kangor, always too short. You can read his great new piece about religion and Marxism. It's posted, they don't go together. It's posted on our website under the Grove City banner for the Institute for Faith and Freedom. Go to michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
You can't handle
the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, helpful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful.
Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Michael Medved show. I know that President Trump actually got into it a little bit with George Stephanopoulos about the importance of the stock market. That was in his town hall that he did out of Philadelphia earlier this week. And President Trump said the stock market's important to everybody because everybody's in the stock market. And George Stephanopoulos corrected him and said, no, just half of Americans are in the stock market. Okay, that's a lot of people. And if you're one of them and you are actually looking for the best possible investments that you can make for the future, check out our crowd at our website at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner and get some information about how to get in on the ground floor of some of the most exciting new companies that are doing amazing things. You may have even seen some of the footage of an amazing new prosthetic legs that are provided by one of these companies so that people can walk normally who have lost their legs. And that's an Our Crowd company that has succeeded around the world. There are many others. Find out about them. It's an exciting story based in Israel and the United States. Check it out. Go to Our Crowd at michaelmedved.com. Mention my name. This is my brother's company. And get in on the ground floor with new investments in high tech with companies that have already sold to the likes of Nike, Microsoft, Oracle, and Intel. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Our Crowd. Registering for the information takes minutes, maybe two, certainly not more than three, and it's free, no obligation at all. Go to michaelmedved.com. Okay, one of my favorite appointees by President Trump, I think one of the best appointments he made, is of Christopher Wray, who is the director of the FBI, who is just exactly what you want in that position. He handled himself, I thought, beautifully yesterday, answering questions from a lot of Democrats who wanted him to say that there was no danger from Antifa, and the real danger was from right-wing militias, and from Republicans who wanted him to quantify the danger from Antifa. And Wray handled it, it seems to me, extremely well. The Wall Street Journal story does acknowledge that Wray said something that I think all Americans should pay attention to, which is Wray said that Russia is, repeat, not was, is attempting to influence the election via social and state media among other methods, to sow divisiveness and discord, that's a quote, and primarily, and this is what Director Ray said, to denigrate Vice President Biden and what the Russians see as kind of an anti-Russian establishment. The Federal Bureau of Investigation recently flagged Russian influence accounts into Facebook and Twitter, which removed them before they could gather a broad following. Mr. Ray said Russia doesn't appear to have targeted election infrastructure so far as it did in 2016, he added. Facebook and Twitter said they've been working together with the FBI. And that, it seems to me, is worthwhile. At the annual hearing, it's an annual hearing Thursday on worldwide threats, Mr. Ray also discussed Antifa and mail-in ballots. He said the FBI is unaware of any mail-in ballot fraud in a major national election, though it has previously seen fraud efforts at the local level. Mr. Ray also described the agency's investigation of crimes and recent demonstrations by individuals adhering to a wide range of movements and ideologies, including Antifa and the Boogaloo. We've talked a little bit about the Boogaloo, an anti-government, mostly far-right movement, as well as armed groups calling themselves militias. Many of the lawmakers' questions focused on Antifa, which law enforcement experts describe as a loose-knit network of activists that has sometimes used violence to confront people they see as authoritarian or racist. Democrats and Republicans both pressed Mr. Ray to say whether right or left-wing extremists pose a larger threat to the country. Mr. Ray declined, adding that the FBI concerns itself with crimes committed regardless of views. And good for him, and isn't that a bit refreshing? Not everything in the country is political, right? And this shouldn't be political either, though of course it's being used in that way by mainstream media. There is new information about same-sex marriage, an explosive topic. The 5 years after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down bans on same-sex marriage, this is from Associated Press, the Census Bureau has released the most detailed data ever on same-sex couples, married and unmarried, in a move welcomed by LGBT activists. Figures released Thursday show that more than 500,000 U.S. households are made up of married same-sex couples. Okay, let me put that in context for you. It sounds like a lot. There are 62 million married couples altogether in the United States. 62 million, that's a lot of people who are currently married. And of those people who are currently married, less than 1%, fewer than 1%, are in same-sex couples. Okay, there are two things here. And there was so much conversation and so much debate about same-sex marriage before the court made its Obergefell decision. And I know that people on the right thought that it would damage the institution of marriage. I hope that it doesn't. I hope that there's still no evidence that it does. But when you look at the change that has been made, and with 500,000 same-sex couples, first of all, it does not indicate that there are millions and millions of people who are just waiting to get married and just waiting for the legal right to marry. That line was wrong. It also is another indication, and there are plenty of them, that what gay activists frequently put forward is the idea that 10% of people are LGBTQ. There is no responsible scholarship, no responsible statistics that indicate that. And the fact that there are fewer than 1% of all couples, married and unmarried, are gay, and fewer than, considerably fewer than 1% of married couples are gay. But this is also interesting. Same-sex married couples had a higher median income than opposite-sex married couples. $107,000 median income compared to $96,000 for the opposite-sex couples, which I think takes away the notion that the nation is paralyzed by homophobia, that there is unfair treatment of gay people, that they need legislative protection. The other idea is that in terms of families with children below the age of 18, the 15% of same-sex couples had at least one child younger than 18, but 40% of opposite-sex couples do, which makes sense. It obviously is a lot easier, using nature's way, for opposite-sex couples to be able to have and to raise children. There's also an amazing number that I think is very unexpected. It says that 95% of opposite-sex couples who have children, 95% of those children are both partners or spouses or parents, and that would include adoptive parents, of course. It does indicate that America, the people who say that the institution of marriage is finished in this country, should look at the numbers. Is the institution of marriage challenged? It most certainly is. There are a number of institutions that are challenged in a spate of new movies that are coming out about explosive subjects like assisted suicide. Is that a glorious and beautiful cause, The Right to Die? We will get to that film. It stars Susan Sarandon and Kate Winslet and a host of others. We will also be looking at the explosively controversial new film, Cuties, which has been promoted by sexualizing the dancing moves of 11-year-old girls. No, really, it has. Does the movie as bad as the promotion indicates? And a new movie about, well, it's been called Hillbilly Gothic. It is called The Devil All the Time, and is about several generations of people living in southern Ohio and West Virginia, a real-life town called Knock'em Stiff, Ohio, really. That and more.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's three times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.